It's election day in Kosovo. Kosovars are heading to the polls to elect a parliament. It is the first vote for legislators to govern all of Kosovo since the United Nations took over the administration of the province in 1999. Public opinion surveys show the vast majority of Kosovars seem to favor independence from Yugoslavia. And as NPR's Guy Raz reports from Pristina, UN officials are beginning to consider independence as well.
Most Kosovar Albanians regard today's election as a step toward independence. In an interview, Hans Hakkarup, the UN chief administrator in the province, said the 120-person parliament will have wide-ranging powers, including responsibility for
social welfare, labor, health, education. They'll get the big part of the budget, and they'll have to make their priorities inside this budget frame.
The UN will still retain control over law enforcement and judicial affairs. The parliament will elect a president, a largely ceremonial post. The president then nominates a prime minister to lead a provisional government. Ibrahim Rugova, leader of the Moderate League for a Democratic Kosovo Party, is expected to become the province's first president. His party is favored to take most of the seats in today's election. UN Chief Hakkarup is optimistic that the poll will promote democratic infrastructures in the province.
It's not only about participation in the elections, it's about participation in the institutions that are created by these elections.
One group that is not expected to participate either in the vote or the institutions is the Serb minority. Despite the fact that Serbs are guaranteed 10 seats in the parliament, many believe the vote will legitimize Kosovar Albanian aspirations for an independent Kosovo. About two-thirds of the province's Serbs fled Kosovo during and after NATO's air campaign against Yugoslavia in 1999. But Yugoslavia's deputy prime minister, Nebojša Čović, who traveled to Kosovo this past week, tried to ease Serb concerns.
Serbia and Savezna Republika Jugoslavije na Kosovo I Metohiju.
Serbia and Yugoslavia will return to Kosovo, Čović said. And if this is something that Mr. Hakkarup isn't happy with, I'll do my best to make him happy. UN Chief Hakkarup has effectively put the issue of Kosovo's final status on ice. The provisional parliament will not be allowed to declare independence. That will be a decision for the international community to discuss with Belgrade, he says.
The position of the international community is quite clear. They do not rule out any possibilities in the negotiations that will, at some future stage, be on the final status of Kosovo.
Rule out what?
Any possibilities.
Including independence?
Including independence.
But power outages may be a more urgent issue. They are a routine part of life in 21st century Kosovo. The Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, which oversees today's vote, may have to help voters mark their ballots in the dark, says spokesperson Claire Trevena.
We do have contingency measures. We're going to have, we will have lanterns and power bar lights. We have natural light until 4 in the afternoon.
That leaves 3 hours of darkness before the election ends at 7 tonight. Guy Raz, NPR News, Pristina.